So, Pat, we're now in the infirmary, and that means we're probably not feeling too good?
Absolutely. Or we're here for a bloodletting treatment. Monks were bled at least 4 times a year, as it was believed to restore balance to the body and soul, and it made you have a more beautiful voice.
No, thank you, not for me. But this is where the monks would come when they were sick.
Yep, so the monks had their sick beds along the aisles and central hall, which you can still see the remains of today. The infirmary was one of the few areas of the abbey to be allowed a fire, and its own kitchen and pantry, to prepare meals for the sick.
I would literally have pretended to be sick all the time.
Sounds all right, doesn't it? You'd have been cared for by the infirmary, who would have known a great deal about herbal medicine, and used herbs grown in the nearby botanical garden.
Which we still do today, in a way.
Yes, indeed. We've tried to reflect that tradition by growing the sorts of herbs and plants the monks would have used, like sage, lemon balm, comfrey, rosemary, for example. And this area has raised beds, which are tended to by the hugely helpful community group Hyde Park Source. Of course, the groups have a bit of free rein in what they grow, and we don't practice bloodletting anymore.
Thank goodness. And is there anything else important that we should know about the space? So, like, has anything been excavated here?
So this was the part of the abbey that was quarried the most after the dissolution, which is when the abbey closed. You can probably tell. The stone from here was actually used to repair Leeds Bridge in the 16th century. And also behind the tree is the abbot's lodgings, which was supposed to be modest, but you can see is literally 3 stories high.